我开了一个半小时的车程来到，贵教会。
I drove about 1 hour and 30 minutes to come to this church.
在这个路途当中呢，看见那个，哇，那个到处的树叶都开始转黄色、深红色，哇，真的是很美。
On my way here, I see the changing of color of leaves. It was truly beautiful.
哇，一边在祷告赞美主，一边在为贵教会的弟兄姐妹祷告。
While I was driving, I was praising to the Lord, and meanwhile, I also pray for the brothers and sisters in this church.
真是太漂亮了，把手机拿出来，一边开车一边照，很危险。
It's so beautiful to a point I couldn't resist to put out my cell phone and start taking pictures. It's quite dangerous, actually.
不要这样做。
Please don't follow what I have done.
不过很感谢主。
However, I do need to praise the Lord.
来到当中看见弟兄姐妹真的很亲切。
I'm able to be here and see the intimacy relationship within you.
这里从中国大陆背景来的举手。
If you come from China, mainland China, could you raise your hand? Oh, great.
同胞们啊，然后从香港来的，边度？香港来的。
How about from Hong Kong?
都有几个。台湾来的呢
？How about from Taiwan?
啊，都有不少。还有。来自其他地方的哈。
And perhaps also some from someplace else.
但是有一个共同的。
However, we do have something in common.
就是凡属于神儿女的举手。
That is that if you belong to the children of God, please may you raise your hand.
感谢主，我们在主里面是一家人。
That we are one family in the Lord.
今天我们一起来就是来思考相亲相爱的一家人的关系应该怎么样。相亲相爱呢?
And today we are going to ponder upon how may we have an intimate relationship within Christ's family.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，因着你的爱，把我们聚在一起。
Dear Heavenly Father, because of love, we are together here.
我们不懂得怎么爱。
We do not know how to love.
但是你透过耶稣基督，你的儿子，彰显那无条件的爱。
And however, you have shown the unconditional love through your Son Jesus Christ.
那种舍命的爱。
The sacrificial love.
那种长久忍耐的爱。
The enduring love.
主啊，你把来自各地不同的弟兄姐妹、属神的家人放在一起。
And Lord, you have called all the family members come together in you.
主啊。我们需要你帮助我们的关系能够按着你的心意来彼此相爱。
And Lord, we need your help so that we may know how to love one another.
求你向我们说话。
May you speak to us.
加添我们爱心。
Give us additional strength to love.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹之间的关系。一个人彼此相爱，一个爱的关系呢，可以从他的交流的深度来表现。
And how can we know the level of intimacy through one another is through their expression?
大家有没有听过一个洋葱的这种层次的关系？
Do you know the analogy of an onion?
如果人与人的关系只是停留在最表面，洋葱的最表面呢？就是 hi bye 打招呼。
If human relationship stay as the superficial level like an onion, then we just merely just greeting each other.
可能你来了教会很久，你看见你的教会组内的弟兄姐妹，你只是 hi bye， 然后就。
Perhaps you come to a church and once you see a brother and sister in the Lord, you only greet one another saying hi.
早。
Good morning.
但是有时候弟兄姐妹到一个关系连打招呼都没有，那就更糟了。
And however, some people may have a relationship that they don't even greet one another. That's even worse.
第二个层次呢？
And how about the second level?
就是有一个资讯的一些的交流。
That is the stay in the exchanging information level.
比如说这个回音好大。比如说有一个人。他说今天的气温呢已经降到45度了。
And perhaps some people say, today's temperature it's about 45 degrees.
那个姐妹说最近 某某百货公司 Macy 大减价了。
Or someone say, well, there's a sales going on in Macy's.
这只是资讯的资料的交流。
Now, these two persons, they are merely exchanging information to one another.
但是已经比打招呼好一点。
And however, it is still better than just merely greeting each one another.
那弟兄之间呢，常常只是停留在第二层啊。
And however, most brothers, they only stay at the second level.
啊，最近我的手机有什么功能啊？或者是
Perhaps I want to show you my new feature on my cell phone.
啊，或者是我的相机，我的车啊。
Perhaps my camera, my car.
那第三个层面呢，就是能够分享一些意见，一些的观点。
And however, on the third level of relationship, that people can begin to share their values and ideas.
啊，比如说我对最近这个Donald Trump 总统这个的中美的贸易战那种的政策，我的意见是什么？
Perhaps I start to share my opinion upon President Trump's trading issues with China.
那弟兄姐妹也对这个经文有表达不同的看法、意见，就可以交流。
And perhaps people may share their opinion regarding to the scripture.
你跟身边的人查经，是不是可以分享到这一点呢？
That perhaps you can share such idea with people in the Bible study.
啊，这个也是一般弟兄呢姐妹都可以交流的这个层面。
Then perhaps this is a common level that brothers and sisters used to.
第四个层面是什么呢？
And however, to the fourth level of relationship.
再深一点，你会分享什么？
In the deeper level, what would you share to one another?
洋葱在分享到里面的时候呢，就会流泪了，是吧？
And because once you peel the onions to a point, you start to have tears.
所以是感受层面，感受的层面。
It's to the emotional level.
所以圣经说，与那些哀哭的人同哭，与欢笑的人能够一起的笑了。
And therefore, the Bible says you shed tears with those people who are in sorrow. You laugh with those people who are with enjoy.
你在教会找到一些这样的，真的是主内的弟兄姐妹可以分享里面的一些感受吗？
That can you find brothers or sisters in the church that you can truly share your deep emotion?
因为你分享出来，你不要担心他会在论断你，他会在背后传。
Once you share your feeling, you do not worry whether the person will misjudge you or pass around your sharing as gossip.
他是一个很同理的心，一个接纳的心来聆听你的。
The person who listens to you was receiving you with genuine heart.
哇，能够第四层，很多姐妹都可以啊。
I believe many sisters can reach the fourth level.
弟兄们要努力啊！我们停留在只是意见，真实我们的意见，但是分享我们的感受，真的是比较保留一点。
And however, most brothers were so reserved that sometimes we do not want to share our deep emotion.
那最深的第五层呢？
And how about the deepest, the core, the fifth level?
就是我们的灵里面的透明。
That is the transparency of our spirit.
我们跟神的关系。
Our relationship with God.
甚至我们的软弱，我们的罪，我们的跌倒，我们的得胜，我们的试探。
It's our relationship with God, our failing, our success, our pain.
都可以啊，在弟兄姐妹之间能够彼此的分享来交流。
Even to that point that we can even share with one another in the Lord.
我不知道弟兄姐妹，你跟啊这个主爱这个教会叫主爱之家，对不对
？This church is.Has the name the House of Christ's Love, isn't it?
很注重这个家，这个爱，这个关系。
We really focus on the idea of family and love.
啊，我觉得你们教会的名字真的是很独特，把圣经所启示神的心意，就是要救赎我们这些罪人，成为主家里面的人。
I think the name of your church is so unique. You really express the core idea of the scripture that we are gathering here because of Lord's love.
刚才那五层的那种交流的关系，我不知道你身边的人跟你是哪一层。
I wonder what type of relationship you have with other people with regarding to the five levels of relationship.
其实主耶稣基督来到人世间，他就是活出这种爱的关系。
And actually, how Jesus Christ came to this earth is to live in a way he can express this love relationship.
但是有时候我们人与人之间的关系就是停留在哎，大家是广东人就在一起啊。
But sometimes we stay in level that we like to gather with people with same background.
啊，台湾的可能哎一起谈起过去的哎也有共同的话题了。
Perhaps people from Hong Kong or Taiwan, they all come together and mention about what happened in the past.
这就是神的恩典，神的带领是美好的，因为我们是有共同的根源，可以有更深的交流。
It is truly God's grace that we do share some common background, so we can share what we have in our memory.
但是主耶稣现在挑战我们呢，我们除了这个原本的原生家庭的根源，要扩展到呢。神家的那个根源。
However, God has challenged us that we not only live because of our family background, but now we should extend the idea of family as in Lord's family.
麻烦。好，那今天经文呢，耶稣在这里呢，就在说话讲道的时候。
So today's scripture is from,
马太福音,
from Matthew chapter 12, while Jesus was preaching.
当他讲话的时候呢，他的妈妈还有他的兄弟呢，来外面，然后去找他。
While Jesus was talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside and wanting to speak to him.
那有些人就说，啊，你的母亲和你的弟兄站在外面要与你说话。
Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside waiting to speak to you."
那耶稣呢？去回答他发出一个问题。
And Jesus replied and posed a question.
他说什么？谁是我的母亲
？And Jesus asked, "Who is my brother, a mother?"
谁是我的兄弟呢
？Who are my brothers?
明明。外面找他的就是他的母亲，他的弟兄，对不对
？It is the fact that his mother and brothers were standing outside wanting to speak to him.
但是耶稣把我们的这个意念来扩展。
And however, Jesus challenged us to expand our understanding.
他就手指着门徒，指着门徒说。
And he used finger pointing to his disciples and said,
这个我的弟兄，这是我的弟兄。
And he said,He is my brother.
看
Look.
我的母亲
Here is my mother.
我的弟兄
My brothers.
凡遵行我天父旨意的人就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了
For whoever does the will of my father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother.
跟你身边的人你觉得他比你小一点你说啊，你是我的妹妹你觉得他比你大一点你说你是我的哥哥好不好跟你身边的人讲
Why don't you say to one another who next to you You are my brother or sister Why don't you do that
你是我的
应该是长兄啊
你知道吗
Do you know
这是神主耶稣说门徒就是一切信耶稣跟从耶稣的门徒
Now Jesus was speaking to his disciple who followed him.
所以谁是我的亲人家人呢
？So who are the intimate family brothers and sisters in Christ?
就是信耶稣的人。
That whoever believing in him.
就是主的门徒，而且遵行我天父旨意的人。
They are disciples of Jesus and those who obey the will of God.
但是千万不要误会啊！他有时候不遵循神的旨意，他就不是我的弟兄了。
Please don't misinterpret. If someone fall away of following God's will, then you say he's no longer my brother.
因为他在主里面因着圣灵的重生得救了，他就是在主家里面的人了。
Because once he was reborn, born again in Christ, he is already a family member of Christ.
约翰福音一章十二节怎么说
First John chapter Gospel of John, chapter 12, it goes like this.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做什么？做神的儿女。
So whoever receive him, he or she will be in the family of Christ.
我们的原生家庭呢，也不是我们选择，父母把我们生在这个家庭，我都要接纳我三个姐姐，我是最小的。
As regarding to our earthly family, I have no choice. Once I was born in my family, I'm the youngest among three.
然后呢，神把你带来主爱教会啊，主爱基督教会。
And now God has led you to the house of Christ's love.
你身边的弟兄姐妹也不是你选择的。
Now your brother and sister around you are not of because of your choice.
是神的灵把他们伸进神的家的。
It's because of the leading of Holy Spirit who has led them in the family.
所以我们要用一个新的眼光来看身边的人。
And therefore, we need to understand the people around us with a new point of view.
如果我们只是觉得哦，我是因为跟我的同乡，我就跟他来往。
If we think now we have a relationship because we share the common background.
但是耶稣基督给我们有一个新的眼光。
And now Jesus Christ gave us a new understanding.
如果我经常戴着这个墨镜的话。
If I like to wear my sunglasses here.
看起来很酷啊。
I may look cool.
但是呢，可能我看每一个人都是黑的。
And yet, when I see everyone's face are very quite dark.
而且呢，我可能戴着一个有色眼镜来看人。
And perhaps I'm seeing people with colorful glasses.
但是耶稣要我们看。
Tinted glasses. And yet, Jesus asked us to behold.
刚才那段圣经说，看。
And the scripture we just read, Jesus said, behold.
不只是眼睛的看，是属灵的眼睛要看。你身边的人就是在主里面的兄弟姐妹。
Not only use your physical eyes to see, but also use your spiritual eyes to see and realize people around you are your spiritual brothers and sisters.
我二十多年前来美国的时候，
When I came to the States about 20 years, some years ago,
我读神学。
I studied in a seminary.
但是我在香港做香港电讯。
And yet, I was in the communication business back in Hong Kong.
父母，你知道了，我是唯一的儿子，望子成龙，供我去英国读大学，工作了，做了工程师，结果神呼召我要读神学。
As you can understand, I'm the only son in my family, and my parents has helped me through the high education and went I study in Great Britain, and now I study as an engineer.
然后我就放下我的工作，到达拉斯读神学了。
And now I forsake my job and I went to Dallas Theological Seminary.
但是我觉得很孤单，因为我父母很不高兴。
I feel quite lonely at the time because my parents were not happy about my decision.
我一个人拿着两个皮箱来到达拉斯，真的是好像一个亲人都没有。
I took my two luggage, went to Dallas. It seems like I'm so lonely and no one knows me.
相信很多人都经历过好像离乡别井的那种感受、啊、
Perhaps many of you have such experience that you have left home and no one knows you and care about you.
哇，来到一个教会的时候，很多的弟兄姐妹，有些来自台湾，来自不同背景的。
And however, once I came into a church, I saw many brothers and sisters came from different places, such as Taiwan.
啊、特别到过年过节的时候很孤单的想家了。
And once I, especially during holidays, I have a quite sorrowful heart in my, I start to feel homesick.
有一对夫妻王哥顾姐。
I still remember there is a couple.
他们呢就接待我，常常住在他家，然后啊吃家乡菜。
They receive me into their house and I taste the homemade food.
一起分享。在侍奉当中，在学习当中，应该学习的事情。
And we share what we need to go through in ministry together.
所以前几个星期，他们从 Dallas 来纽约。
So a few weeks ago, they came from Dallas to New York.
啊，来经过这边去旅行，但是特意要看看我。
They passed by New York, to continue on to their traveling, and yet they stopped by to visit me.
所以你看见当时好像没有一个在原生家庭的亲人，但是在主里面却多了很多的哥哥姐姐。
you can imagine at that period of time, I had no physical family member around me. And yet, I have many, many spiritual brothers and sisters around me.
所以要为你身边的弟兄姐妹，神给你的家人来感恩啊。
And therefore, we need to give thanks for God has sent many brothers and sisters around us in the spiritual family.
然后你自己也要主动的成为一个爱别人的家人。
And we ourselves need to also proactively to become a family member who love others.
你活在这个异乡，不会觉得很孤单。
So that we are, even though we are in a strange land, we don't feel lonely.
我是老家是江西人。
My family came from Jiangxi province in China.
这里有没有从江西来的？
Anyone from Jiangxi?
啊，没有啊。
No.
没有同乡的。
I have no one from my same background.
但是如果你换了一个属神的眼睛来看的话，
And however, if you have a new understanding spiritually,
希伯来书告诉我们，我们有一个更美的家乡。
The book of Hebrew told us we do have an even better home.
所以请问谁是跟我同乡的？举手。
Then I'm going to ask you, who are my fellow men from the same hometown?
有八成的人听到了。
About 80% of you understand what I'm talking about.
当你用神的眼光来看身边的人，真的是同乡的。
And once we use the spiritual eyesight from the Lord to see one another, then we realize we share the same home.
我们也有同一个血统的。
That we do have the same bloodline as well.
不是那个 DNA 的血统。
It's not according to the physical DNA blood.
是同样蒙耶稣基督的救赎洗净的血统。
But we share the same cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
因着耶稣的救赎，我们成为一家人。
And because of his redemption, now we are one family.
因着天父给我们的权柄，让我们成为兄弟姐妹。
And because of the rights God has given to us, now we can call one another brothers and sisters.
好，再跟你身边的人还没有肯定的，你再肯定的告诉他，你是我主内的哥哥或者主内的妹妹，好不好？
Why do we once again affirm to one another who next to you, you are my
sister, you
my
brother? 应该，你是我主内的哥哥啊，你是我姐妹啊，你是我的兄弟。当我们有这样的一个关系的时候
，If now we have such relationship。
那我们应该怎么样相待呢
？And how may we treat one another then？
所以圣经告诉我们，我们基督徒一个神儿女的标志是什么呢
？And therefore, there is one symbol that can represent our relationship in the Lord.
我们看见宝马的车有一个标志。
That once we see BMW, we know there is a particular icon that represents BMW.
我们看见姐妹很喜欢包那些背那个包的，有不同的牌子的包。
And sisters would like to wear different name brand purse.
如果基督徒，人家一看见你就是神的儿女，有什么标记呢
？And then, as a relationship among Christians. What type of icon we can show to others?
我们读一读这一段的圣经。
And let's read this verse.
好，我们字比较小一点，大声如果看到一起读啊。我们爱，因为神先爱我们。人若说我们爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所领受的命令。在凡信耶稣是基督的，都是从神而生；凡爱生他之神的，也必爱从神生的。我们若爱神，又遵守他的诫命，从此就知道我们爱神的儿女。是约翰一书四章十九到二十一节。
First John 4:19-21 We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brothers and sisters whom they have seen cannot love God, whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. Everyone who believes that Jesus is Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well.
总的了一句就是说, 如果你爱神的话,
in a nutshell, that is, if you love God,
你必定是爱神的儿女, 爱神神所生的,
you must love the children of God.
这是神给我们一个很发自内心天然的关系。
And this is a natural relationship that God has granted to us.
如果我说,主啊,我很爱你。
If we say to God, God, I love you.
那我见到George,我就不关心他,不理他。
And now once I see George, I say, I don't care about you.
这个圣经说这是骗人的。
And according to the scripture, he said, you are a liar.
甚至呢, 我们要恨对方的时候，那就更不应该了。
If you even to a point that you hate the others, then it's even worse.
但是爱是需要学习的。
And however, this love needs to be learned.
当我的儿子17岁，我的女儿12岁了。
My son is 17 years old, and my daughter is 12 years old.
啊，那时候我跟师母在前面坐开车去一个地方。
Many times while I and my wife were driving and we were sitting in front.
看见儿子跟女儿呢又说又笑，哇，玩得很开心。
And we hear and see the laughter between my son and daughter, and we feel a great joy in our heart.
相爱和谐的，哇，我心里面很满足。
And they played together very well, and I feel a great satisfaction in my heart.
但是有时候听到为了一个小事，争来争去。
And however, sometimes I also hear the quarrels among them for a tiny little thing.
哇，甚至哥哥又发脾气。
And to a point, the brothers start to shout.
哇，做爸爸的很难过。
And there is a great pain in my heart.
你知道吗？ 当我们的天父看见我们相爱的时候， 天父是多么的安慰， 多么的觉得我救你们就是要你们相爱。
Can you understand the joy our Heavenly Father could have once he sees once we have a good relationship together? He said, this is the very purpose why I save you.
然后，当我们彼此相争的时候，神的心也是最难过的时候。
However, once we have conflict and we have quarrel to one another, there's a great pain in my God's heart.
但是我们不是完美的，我们是在这个学习、在成长中彼此相爱。However,
none of us are perfect, and we are continue to learn in this relationship of love.
最能够考验的就是你能够爱自己的家人。
The toughest trial is that can we love our physical family member?
很多教会不是因为邪教或者是因为什么异端来影响教会的成长。
Many times the church was not influenced by cult.
很多时候是因为我们之间的关系没有按照神的心意去相爱。
But the problem was caused by the relationship with one another that we did not love one another according to God's will.
我已经牧会了18年。
I have been a pastor, I have pastoring a church for 18 years.
我也看见很多时候是牧师、执事、长老，我们说是最爱主的人。
And so oftentimes we see pastors, deacons, and elders, we call them those people who love God the most.
但是有时候我们就在爱的功课上那么的软弱，那么的亏欠。
And yet we fell short of this lesson and study of love.
我完全不了解你们教会的光景。I
truly have no idea about the condition of your church.
我只是分享，真的是我们每一个作为一个基督的门徒，作为神的儿女。 要在这个事情上来不断的操练，不断的成长。
But I would like to share with you that all of us, especially we are considered the disciple or children of God, we need to grow in this area.
主爱之家。
That this house is the house of Christ's love.
让这个主爱之家人能看见的就是一个爱的一个门徒，一个爱的使徒。
May people see us, and they will see the icon that we belong to, the disciple of love.
我看见你们的那个 网站里面呢，我也去搜索一看看，哇，很多一起郊游啊，一起去这个 camping 啊，不是 camping 那种 barbecue 是吧？
Many things. And I also saw your website. I see there is many fellowship, traveling, camping, hiking together from your website.
所以我鼓励大家。
And therefore, I truly encourage you.
不要只做一个礼拜天的，叫做做礼拜的一个教徒。
Let us not be a Sunday believer.
因为很多人觉得我做基督徒就是要来听一堂道，然后我就什么事就完成了。
Because many may think that once I'm Christian, I only need to be obligated to come to church to listen to a sermon, and that's it.
我跟身边的人有没有什么交流，有没有什么相爱，没有太大的重要。
It's not important that I have any fellowship to my fellow brothers and sisters.
耶稣来是要我们得生命，得的更丰盛的生命。
But Jesus came so that we can have life and even more abundantly.
神给了我们三个礼物。
God has given us three gifts.
一个是圣经。
One is the scripture.
使我们知道他的心意。
So that we can understand his will.
神给我们圣灵。
And God has given us Holy Spirit.
帮助我们效法耶稣，活出耶稣。
To lead us and help us to understand Christ,
遵行神的旨意
so that we can follow His command.
然后第三个，神赐给我们什么呢？
And what is the third gift?
圣徒，你身边的弟兄姐妹
Saints, that they are the brothers and sisters around you.
他帮助我们属灵上面成长
They help us to grow spiritually.
操练我们真正的到底是否爱神爱人。
To train us and disciple us to see whether we truly love God and people or not.
我们最后看这一段圣经。
Lastly, let us focus on this scripture.
在约翰一书四章七到十一节。
That is First John chapter 4, verse 7 to 11.
我们认知身边的人就是我的家人了。
That now we recognize people sit.Right next to me are my family members.
我们也知道我们要相爱了。
That we know we need to love one another.
但是我们如何相爱呢？
And yet, how do we love one another?
这里耶稣给我们的榜样是他怎么样爱我们，其实就是神要我们怎么样爱他人。
Actually, Jesus has already set an example that how he loved his disciples is the way how we should love one another.
好，我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read together.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。没有爱心的都是由神生的，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生子到世间来，使他们借着他得生。神爱我们的心，就在此就显明了，不是我们爱神。乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既然这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
First John chapter 4 verse 7, Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from the Lord. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
这些圣经我相信不对于大家不陌生的都是很熟悉的。
I believe this is not unfamiliar to all of you.
总的来说耶稣怎么样爱我们他是降卑的爱。
In short, this is how Jesus loved us, that he really humbled himself to love.
他是神的儿子来到人世间。
Though he is son of God, and yet he came to this earth.
因他我们得生。
And because of him, now we have life.
因着他的爱是挽回了我们，使我们得到罪的赦免。
Because of his love, that his love is an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
因着他的爱，使我们能够知道神爱我们，我们也要爱别人。
Because of His love, now we know God loved us, and it is our nature now want to love others.
所以简单的，怎样相亲相爱呢？
And therefore, in short, how should we love one another?
以基督的爱来爱弟兄姐妹。
That we should love one another just like how Christ loved us.
如果靠我们的爱来爱弟兄姐妹，我们觉得我们会选择我爱这个不爱这个，我喜欢这个不喜欢那个。
If we try to love one another using our own love, and then we will start to pick and choose whom to love, whom not to love.
甚至呢，我们觉得这个人爱不下去，我就不理了。
Or to a point, we say, I couldn't love him or her anymore, and therefore I will stop it.
但是爱是一个选择。
And yet, love is a choice.
爱也是一个行动。
Love is also an action.
当你愿意这样的求神帮助你的时候，你跟弟兄姐妹的关系是能够更能够经历到那个爱的这个滋润和温暖。
If you're willing to initiate and ask God for help, then you can start to love your brothers and sisters.
而且呢，你们中间出了矛盾，也因着基督的爱呢，可以得到化解。
And this love become more evident, even though there will may be some conflict, and yet can be resolved by God's love.
好，最后我就给一些具体的六个行动来鼓励大家，好不好
？And lastly, I would like to recommend 6 actions for us.To pursue this love.
一个相亲相爱的一家人
As an intimate family members together,
我们要借着圣灵的帮助，使我们活出一个神儿女那种的爱的关系
That by the help of the Holy Spirit, now we can live out this relationship in the Lord as one family.
第一个是存款
The first point is that we need to know how to deposit love.
有没有人参加过恩爱夫妻营呢？
Any of you have attend marriage workshop?
其中他讲到一个概念呢，就是说神给我们的关系有一个爱的账户。
First principle he expressed is that that all of us we do have an account of our relationship.
The bank of love.
It's called the bank of love within married couple.
不只是夫妻，弟兄姐妹之间那个关系，其实也不断的需要去存款。
Not only limited to married couple, but also brothers and sisters that we all have a love bank.
所以耶稣常常说。
That we need to deposit.
所以耶稣说，你们要彼此相爱，你们要，就是要行动。
And therefore, Jesus said to us that you ought to love one another. You need to do it.
纯爱的这个款。
And you need to deposit into your love bank.
是什么东西呢？
And what does it mean?
很多时候，你的妻子需要的不是礼物，你一直送礼物给她，她觉得哎没意思。她需要的你是服侍，做一些家务。
Perhaps what your wife wants is not gift.More gifts, but rather she desired that you provide services to her.
有些弟兄姐妹，她需要的不是你一天到晚打电话，烦扰她。她需要的就是，当她真的是软弱的时候，你聆听她。
Or some brother sister, what they need is not constantly calling, but rather during the painful time that someone could listen to him or her.
所以呢，你们有听过 Five Language of Love？
So I wonder, have you heard about this five language of love?
有没有听过？是一个基督徒的作者，他讲到，原来每一个人都有爱的需要。神造我们这五个方面的表达，我们要学习怎么去有智慧的爱别人。
This was done by a Christian author. He said that we all have a five way to express our love, and we need to understand to learn how to give and receive through these five areas.
如果我们多存对方接受的这个爱的礼物呢，哇，你的账户就满了。
If we know how to deposit in the right area in this love bank, then your relationship will become stronger.
第一是。Word of affirmation 就是肯定的语言。
The first is the word of affirmation.
啊，你说 你做得真好。
And we may praise him or her, say, you have done well.
啊，你烧的这个菜真的是，我从来没有吃过那么好吃的梅菜扣肉。
You cook really, really well. This is so delicious.
第二是什么呢？
The second.
就是你服侍他 the service, 就服做一个事情。
The second language of love is service.
啊，你一直想的时候，不要只想我的 language 是什么，你想想对方的，他需要的是什么。
Please don't think about what you need. You need to think about the language the other person needs.
你就多存一点，多做一点。
And because of her or his need, then you try to deposit more in this love.
所以第一个是什么？
Then once again, what is the first language?
肯定的语言。
The word of affirmation.
所以弟兄姐妹之间就多说一些肯定的话。
And let's give affirmation to one another.
感谢的话。
And words of praise and thanks.
欣赏的话。
And praise.
啊，最没有人注意的时候，你就走到他面前啊，弟兄，你操控这个音响，真的让我们敬拜很专心。
If someone serve had been unnoticed, and you may come to the brother say, "Brother, you have done well, especially our sound system. You have done a good job."
第二个是服侍啊，第三个是什么呢
？The second language is service. How about the third language?
就是一个 quality time, 一个精心的时间。
That is the quality time.
你跟他在一起。花时间在一起。
That you're willing to spend time with the person.
你知道吗？耶稣常与我们同在，他爱我们是常与我们同在。
Do you know that God, Jesus is with us? That He's always with us?
然后天父说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”天父用肯定的语言。
And when heaven opened, God the Father said, "This is my beloved."And God used the word of affirmation.
然后耶稣为门徒洗脚来服侍他们。
And Jesus washed disciples' feet to give service to them.
好，第四个是什么？
The fourth language?
就是一个身体的接触。
That is the physical intimacy.
一个他需要的时候，一个的这样的。安慰已经给他很大的鼓励。
When there's a need, you put the arm around the person to give affirmation.
啊，特别是我们中国人的很保留啊，不敢。儿女有时候真的需要你给他一个 hug.
Especially from our Chinese background, we are all very being very conservative, and actually our children do need hugs from us.
因为当他从小不知道从父母那边得到一个正确的身体接触的时候呢，他就在外面找。
If they do not understand the correct way of receiving love physically, then they will seek someplace else for such need.
那第五个呢？
How about the fifth language?
大家有没有听过？
Have you heard about this?
就是谢谢弟兄，就是一个礼物，赠送礼物。刚才我已经讲过，我自己也差点忘了。
The fifth is the gift.
就是你借着送礼物，是对方喜悦的。
That you prepare gifts that's pleasing to the other party.
表达你的爱。
To express your love.
有些时候，弟兄姐妹很需要鼓励，你写一张卡，写一个书签，甚至你送一个他很有用的一个礼物。
Sometimes people who are quite down, and perhaps you can write a word of affirmation in a card to give to him or her as a gift, will prepare some other type of gift to the person.
你去旅行的时候，你想到那个人有需要，你买一个旅行的 souvenir 的礼物来送给他，鼓励他。
Sometimes you are traveling, and yet you are thinking about the person, and you can purchase some souvenir to bring back to the person.
天父把他最爱的礼物，就是神的儿子最大的礼物赐给我们。
And God has given us the biggest gift, the greatest gift to us, that is His own Son, Jesus Christ.
可以了吗？那么具体的。求神帮助我们在这个存款方面多能够来实践相爱的功课。
So perhaps I have shared with you quite a concrete expression that we may speak to one another in such a language. So let us do some action in order to remember this love bank.
啊，这个爱，爱的存款。
So perhaps that's put together with our two hands. This is our love bank.
啊，记得我们要爱的存款，存款啊。
Please remember that we need to deposit love.
啊，deposit 就是这样的啊。
We need to deposit love into this bank.
好，第二个呢是。
How about second?
懂人，那做这个动作懂人。
And then we need to understand others.
你懂别人，人家
觉得很安慰。Put your hand on your heart that we need to understand others.
现在人与人之间的关系很疏离，就是觉得。要人来懂他，没有去主动去了解别人。
Today we have a relationship that's quite separating to one another. We always waiting for someone to pay attention to us, and yet we never take the initiative.
我们是一个活在一个 I 时代 ，iPhone、iPad、II 啊。
We live in a self-centered generation. Everything is I.
然后我的儿女呢，有几个 I 叫 I don't know, I don't care。
And my son and daughter, even though they say I use I don't know, I don't care, I quit.
都是很自我的一个时代。
It's a generation of self-centered.
但是耶稣来，他是道成了肉身，来懂我们，来了解我们，来接触我们。
And yet Jesus, the Word became a flesh to live among us, to understand us, to touch us.
所以你要跟弟兄姐妹建立一个亲密一个。爱的关系，你要去主动去了解，去懂别人。
And therefore, in order to build an intimate relationship to one another, we need to understand others.
所以，存款，懂人。
And therefore, deposit and understand.
然后第三个呢，靠圣灵来聆听啊。
And third is listen to others by the power of Holy Spirit.
是主动的聆听。
That is, you actively, tentatively listen to others.
不但听到他一个表面的意思。
Not only listen to the superficial wording.
听到他里面最大的需要是什么。
But understand the inner needs of the other person.
很多时候，你都知道，太太，比如说跟你在你面前说啊啊，你这样不好，不好，不好。
Perhaps your wife may grumble before you, saying you shouldn't do this and shouldn't do that.
啊，那个做的不对。
You, whatever you have done is not right.
然后你做完这个，做完那个，好像又是不对。
And after you finish this task and all the tasks, you found out there are more mistakes.
但是原来他最需要的是什么呢？
And then what's the deepest need of her is?
因为你。没有花时间来陪伴他。
It's because you didn't pay attention and be with her.
你没有听他。
You didn't listen to her.
然后你在看电视，两个人好像在一起，但是心都不在一起。
Even though you may be together physically and your emotion and heart weren't together.
所以倾听是代表你的心就愿意了解他，愿意来发现他最。里面的需要。
And therefore, listen to one another actively is truly try to understand the inner world of the other party.
好，第四，弟兄姐妹之间更需要的。
And fourth is also what we truly need among brothers and sisters.
啊，这个可以说是保密，但是也可以说是一个保护。
And we can say that we try to keep privacy of one another, or we can say we are trying to protect one another.
弟兄姐妹信任你，他把你的内心的话来跟你分享。
People trust you, and therefore they share their deepest thought with you.
我们要学习保密，来做这个动作。
And then we need to learn to keep it confidence. That's learn to do this. Zip your lips.
啊，我们是传福音，而不是传 gossip。
We are here to evangelize gospel, not to evangelize gossip.
你知道 gospel 和 gossip 差不多的音啊。
So gossip and verse gospel, even though they sound the same, but they are quite different.
对，很多时候关系当中的破裂，或者是这种更多的误会，是因为我们没有啊保密或者是保护这种合一。
And sometimes we have broken relationships. Oftentimes it's because we didn't keep things in confidence.
我当我 成长的时候，我姐姐受到伤害，因为我爸爸父母偏爱我。
While I was growing up, my sisters were hurt because my parents paid most of their attention upon me because I'm a boy.
重男轻女嘛，重男轻女的是吧
？Because as a Chinese tradition, oftentimes people pay more attention to boys.
所以我二姐呢，因为我被挨打，被我爸妈有一些比较暴力的打了一次。
So my second sister, because of me, he was spanked by my father.
但是呢，他心里面很多的这种伤害，到了我爸爸要快离开世界的时候。
And so there is a pain and hurt retained in her heart even before, until my father was about to pass away from the earth.
然后我就，他跟我分享。
And my sister at the time shared with me.
然后我就鼓励他跟爸爸讲，我有在爸爸面前帮姐姐说话，她是多么的受伤的那种的状况。
So I encourage her to share her feeling with my father. So I want to help my sister to express her pain.
然后鼓励我爸爸，他信了耶稣嘛。
And then I also encourage my father, who became a believer at the time.
你也可以跟姐姐说一个道歉。
And I say to my father, you can also apologize to your daughter.
哇，结果神真的是工作，他们两个人有一天的时间呢，有一次呢，能够把里面的心分享，然后彼此的饶恕。
And we truly praise the Lord that one day they truly spend time together, they share their feeling and ask for forgiveness to one another.
作为基督徒神的儿女，我们是和平之子。
As the children of God, we are children of peace.
当我们听到别人有受伤的时候，我们要帮助他们之间能够和好。
Once we heard there are hurting feelings among the different parties, and we need to do our share to help them to reconcile.
而不是火上加油啊，他就是这样，他就是这样，那就真的是。
But rather not to add oil to the fire to make the flaming even more harsh.
求主帮助我们保密啊，不跟保守这个合一也是保密不该说的。
So may God help us to keep things in confidence if there are things not to be said.
然后呢，耶稣来使我们得到赦免，他的挽回祭使我们得到洁净。
And because of the blood of Jesus, he became the atonement sacrifice for us.
好，我们清垃圾。
And now we need to do the cleansing of our heart.
这样呢，你想一想，如果你家里面的垃圾一天不丢，两天不丢，三天不丢呢，积存在这边肯定是臭了。
Can you imagine you keep garbage in the house? If you don't throw away one day, 2 days, or a week, definitely it start to stink.
所以弟兄姐妹之间，我们有时候真的会有伤害，有得罪对方的时候。
And therefore, when we offend, if there's any occasion we have offend one another,
我们也被伤害的时候。
Or perhaps we have been hurt ourselves.
圣经告诉我们彼此饶恕。
According to scripture, that we need to forgive one another.
很多时候是，他都不饶恕我，为什么饶恕他？
And people may say, well, he never took the action. Why should I forgive him?
自己主动的把垃圾丢出去吧。
But you should be the one who want to throw away the garbage yourself first.
因为当我们不饶恕别人，这种苦毒就在我们里面一直酝酿。
Because if you do not forgive the other person, this becomes the trash in us and start to smell.
所以我们要主动的来饶恕，来宽恕别人。
And therefore, we should take the initiative to try to forgive and accept.
因为主耶稣他就是主动的来挽回我们，来为我们赎罪。
Because this is how Jesus came to us, and he want to become the atonement sacrifice for us.
你们要爱人如同我爱你们一样。
And Jesus said, "You need to love one another as how I have loved you."
这都是很实际的，给我们的一个可以行道的地方。
And this is something very practical which we can follow.
好，我们一起来做这五个动作了，现在。
So that let us do these five actions together. So we can.
爱的存款，常常存款啊。
Put this into your love bank. put love into love bank.
懂人,
then we need to understand.
聆倾听,
then listen.
保守保密,
and keep things in confidence.
然后呢, 清垃圾, 丢垃圾, 扫, 扫垃圾,
do the cleaning, sweeping.
最后呢, 让我们也能够使人的生命成长啊, 成长从地里面这样的长出来。
And lastly, let us edify one another so people can grow.
家人最可贵的就是不只是讲好话，而且可以讲一些造就，用爱心说诚实话。
Family member come together not only just saying some good words to one another, but also some words that can edify one another.
我看见我的哥哥，就是我的儿子教妹妹数学的时候啊，我心里面很得安慰。
When I see my older son trying to teach my younger daughter how to do math, I feel there's a great joy in my heart.
有一次我的女儿呢，因为从达拉斯，我们三个月前才搬到纽约，加入角声的服事。
It's only about 3 months ago we moved from Dallas to New York to join CCHC ministry.
然后我的女儿呢就不喜欢去，不想去那个教会。参加团契。
And because the new place, my daughter did not want to join the youth fellowship.
然后呢，她就哭，她就不去。
And she grumbled, she cried, she refused to go.
因为她说我的教会不在这里，我的教会是 Dallas.
And she keeps saying, my church is not here, my church is in Dallas.
但是我们用各种的方法来劝导，来指引。
And yet we use all different ways to try to guide her, try to counsel her.
她都不听。
She couldn't receive any of the words.
然后呢，我就忍不住了，我就大声说，你站起来。
And I start to yell at her, say, stand up.
你跟我换衣服下去。
Go downstairs and change your clothes.
然后我的儿子呢，也是在帮忙劝啊。你去吧，你就去了。
And my son at the time is also trying to convince her to go. Why don't you go? Just go.
但是后来，我反省，圣灵责备我，我这样的好教也是不对的。
And later, Holy Spirit really convicted me that I shouldn't yell at my daughter.
我应该体恤她的困难。
I should understand her difficulty.
应该继续祷告，让圣灵来感动她。
I should continue to pray, ask for the inspiration and comfort of Holy Spirit.
结果过了一天,
After a day,
带她去海滩走一走。
I brought her to beach to take a walk.
然后呢，也跟她分享为什么神带领我们来到这边侍奉。
I start to share with her why God has led us to this area to serve.
我就跟哥哥说，我们一起来为妹妹祷告。
I say to my son, let's come together and pray for your sister.
我的祷告是希望他自己觉得有不对的地方，自己啊向神有认罪，也愿意来回到神的家来，跟弟兄姐妹有一个团契生活。
My prayer is.May God touch her so she knows her wrongdoing and she may repent and come back to the family of God.
结果第二天的时候呢,
It turns out the second day,
她愿意去教堂。
She turned out she was willing to go to church then.
然后我就问她, 你觉得有没有什么不对的地方?
And then I asked her, have you repent?
他说我有向神认罪祷告。
And she said, yes, I have confessed my sin to God.
那这个是非常好。
And I think this is very good.
但是你需不需要向父亲讲什么呢？
Then I say, do you need to also say something to your father?
因为我都主动跟他道歉啊。
Because I took the initiative to apologize to her.She should do something.
因为后来圣灵责备我的时候，我也跟他道歉。
Because once I was convicted by Holy Spirit, I turned to my daughter and apologized to her.
结果她说 ，Sorry, Daddy.
Then she said, Sorry, Daddy.
然后儿子看见的时候
，And then when my son saw this,
你早应该 Sorry， 早应该就不用这样了。
And my son said, Why don't you say earlier?
很多时候我们是在一个自我的世界里面有不同的软弱。
And a lot of time we live in the world of self-centeredness.
我们需要弟兄姐妹彼此的扶持，一同的成长。
We need one another to edify one another to grow.
一个最不好的心就是一个麻木的心，不敢去再爱了。
If the heart that is in the truly bad condition is the heart start to close itself and refuse to love.
一个不 care, 不与人交往的一个状态。
It put into the state of indifference.
求神帮助我们，我们是相亲相爱的一家人。
May God help us. We are truly family members who love one another.
好，我们一起站起来好不好
？Why don't we all stand?
我们知道我们身边的是相亲相爱的家人。
We know people who are standing to next to us are our family members.
我们靠主的爱来彼此相爱。
Why don't we love one another through God's love?
哎，我们一起来做这个六个动作。
Why don't we do the six motions together?
啊，除了做动作呢，在我们的日常生活当中来多存爱的存款。
So that is deposit love into our love bank.
成为一个懂别人的人。
We become a person who understand others.
一个倾听的人。
A person who are willing to listen.
一个愿意保守合一保密的人。
A person who are willing to be to keep confidence of others' secret.
清理内心的一些的啊伤害一些垃圾啊。
And one who is willing to sweep out the trash in our heart.
靠主来宽恕洁净。
And through God's love, we are going to we are able
to be. 使人生命成长。
And help other people to grow spiritually.
感谢主。
Praise to the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，当我们彼此相爱的时候，
And Lord, as we love one another,
你就活在我们中间。
You are living in the midst of us.
天父也得着荣耀。
And God the Father is glorified.
别人也因着我们的相爱，能够认识神就是爱。
And people can know God is love through our love.
求你今天帮助我们，在生活当中，在教会，在家庭都活出主的爱。
And Lord, may you help us to live out this love in God's family.
圣灵常常提醒我们。
Holy Spirit, may you remind us.
加力量给我们。
Give us strength.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.